जयो यशोदानन्दना जयो ब्रजजनरञ्जना जयो ब्रजजनरञ्जना जयो यशोदानन्दना जयो ब्रजजनरञ्जना जयो ब्रजजनरञ्जना जयो यमुनातीरावनचारी जयो कुञ्ज बिहारी जयो यमुनातीरा वनचारी जयो कुञ्ज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरा वनचारी जयो कुञ्ज बिहारी जयो यमुना तीरा वनचारी जयो कुञ्ज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुञ्ज बिहारी जयो जय राधा माधव जय कुञ्ज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरदारी जय गिरिवरदारी जयो यशोदानन्दना जयो ब्रजजनरञ्जना जयो ब्रजजनरञ्जना जयो यशोदानन्दना जयो ब्रजजनरञ्जना जयो ब्रजजनरञ्जना जयो यशोदानन्दना जयो ब्रजजनरञ्जना जयो ब्रजजनरञ्जना जयो जयो यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो कुञ्ज बिहारी जयो यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो कुञ्ज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो कुञ्ज बिहारी जयो यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो कुञ्ज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुञ्ज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुञ्ज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुञ्ज बिहारी जयो राधा
జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద్ పరమహంస పరివ్రజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమతిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జై. ఇస్కాన్ సంస్థాపకాచార్య విభిడి సంస్థాపకాచార్య హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జై. జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమతిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి ఠాకూర్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జై. అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృంద కీ జై. గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ జై. జయ నితాయి గౌర ప్రేమానందే. All glories to assembled devotee, all glories to assembled devotee, all glories to assembled devotee, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరే. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతీ నైష్టికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. ఉమజ్ఞానతిమిరందస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. వుడ్ లైక్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్. Today we are reading from Canto 12, Chapter 2, The Symptoms of Kali Yuga, Text Number 2. Kindly repeat after me. Vittameva kalo nunam Janmachara guno dayah Dharmanyaya vevasthayam కారణం బలమేవ హి. విత్తమేవ కలో నూనం జన్మాచార గుణోదయః ధర్మ న్యాయ వ్యవస్థాయాం కారణం బలమేవ హి. విత్తమేవ కలో నూనం జన్మాచార గుణోదయః ధర్మ న్యాయ వ్యవస్థాయాం కారణం బలమేవ హి.
धर्माचार गुणोदय वित्तमेव कलो धर्माचार गुणोदय नम्बलमेव हि वित्तमेव कलो नूनाम् धर्मन्याय व्यवस्थायाम् कारणं बलमेव हि वित्तमेव कलो नूनाम् जन्माचार गुणोदयः धर्मन्याय व्यवस्थायां कारणं बलमेव हि. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. ट्रांसलेशन. इन कलयुग वेल्थ अलोन विल बी कंसिडर्ड द साइन ऑफ अ मैन्स गुड बर्थ, प्रॉपर बिहेवियर एंड फाइन क्वालिटीज. And law and justice will be applied only on the basis of one's power. Purport. In the age of Kali, a man is considered high class, middle class or low class merely according to his financial status, regardless of his knowledge, culture and behavior. In this age, there are many great industrial and commercial cities with luxurious neighborhoods reserved for the wealthy. On the beautiful tree-lined roads, within apparently aristocratic homes, it is not unusual to find many perverted, dishonest and sinful activities taking place. According to Vedic criteria, a man is considered high class if his behavior is enlightened, and his behavior is considered enlightened if his activities are dedicated to propagating the happiness of all creature. Every living being is originally happy because in all living bodies there is an eternal spiritual spark that partakes of the divine conscious nature of God. When our original spiritual awareness is revived, we become naturally blissful and satisfied in knowledge and peace. An enlightened or educated man should endeavor to revive his own spiritual understanding, and he should help others experience the same sublime consciousness. The great Western philosopher Socrates stated that if a man is enlightened, he will automatically act virtuously. And Srila Prabhupada confirmed this fact. But in the Kali Yuga, this obvious truth is disregarded and the search for knowledge and virtue has been replaced by a vicious animalistic competition for money. Those who prevail become the top dogs of modern society, and their consumer power grants them a reputation as respectable, aristocratic and well-behaved, well-educated. This verse also states that in the age of Kali, brute strength, balam eva, will determine law and justice. We should keep in mind that in the progressive Vedic culture, there was no artificial dichotomy between the spiritual and the public realm. All civilized people took it for granted that God is everywhere and that His laws are binding upon all creatures. The Sanskrit word dharma, therefore, indicates one's social or public obligation as well as one's religious duty. Thus, responsibly caring for one's family is dharma, and engaging in the loving service of God is also dharma. This verse indicates, however, that in the age of Kali, the principle of might makes right will hold sway. In the first chapter of this canto, we observe how this principle infiltrated India's past. Similarly, as the Western world achieved political, economic and technological hegemony over Asian lands, bogus propaganda was disseminated to the effect that Indian and in general all non-Western religion, theology and philosophy are somehow primitive and unscientific, mere mythology and superstitious. Fortunately, this arrogant, irrational view is now dissipating, and people all over the world are beginning to appreciate the staggering wealth of spiritual philosophy and science available in the Sanskrit literature of India. In other words, many intelligent people no longer consider traditional Western religion or empirical science, which has virtually superseded religion, as the official Western dogma, necessarily authoritative, merely because the West has politically and economically subdued other geographic and ethnic configuration of humanity. Thus, there is now hope that spiritual issues can be contested and resolved on the philosophical level and not merely by a crude test of arms. Next, this verse points out that the rule of law will be applied unequally to the powerful and the powerless. Already in many nations, justice is available only to those who can pay and fight for it. In a civilized state, every man, woman, and child must have equal and rapid access to a fair system of laws. In modern times, we sometimes refer to this as human rights. Certainly, human rights are one of the more obvious casualties of the age of Kali.
Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatam aham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna Saduta Daim Atinicho Chatakaraha Namum Chakada Chinmam Premnarita Kantavyaspuraha.
Hare Krishna. So I seek blessing from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak whatever I have heard and understood as per my capacity from different devotees and the books of Srila Prabhupada. So, this verse is necessarily talking about that you are useless, you are worthless, you are characterless, you are powerless if your pocket has less. If your pocket doesn't have sufficient amount, then you become useless in all sense. And that is what the symptom of Kali has been described. Vittameva kalo nunam. So this is the foremost one of the symptom described here. So it is interesting that this chapter has been discussed as Lord Krishna has left in last 11th canto. It was vividly described. So the question that arises in the mind is that Lord orchestrated the war of Mahabharata or Kurukshetra, and so many Kshatriyas were wiped out. Also, the Yadu war, that was also like almost 560 million Kshatriyas were wiped out. So this question arises that if so much killing Lord Krishna performed through different agencies, so and the dharma lasted only for like 100 years, because 36 years of Pandavas and 60 or 70 years of Parikshit Maharaj, just tentatively I am just talking about. So why so much killing if dharma was going to last for just only 100 and something years like that? So the answer was given, partly was Radha Gopinath Prabhu, which I heard, that so one must understand that when Lord Krishna says paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dishkritam dharma sansthapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge, so the understanding of this is, Lord Krishna, he comes on this planet of earth only when he is invited. So Bhumi Devi, when she feels burdened, she goes to the Lord Brahma and Devatas. The Devatas also feel that there is so much of demonic forces increasing on the earth, which is unbearable. So they go to the Lord and they beg to the Lord, please appear and remove all this burden. So Lord descends on the request of the Devatas. And he also goes back, he winds up his pastime only when Devatas also request, now the time is over, means everything you have taken care, now you can go back. So this is one of the reasons that Lord comes as per the request when Bhumi Devi herself feels burdened by the demoniac forces. Another principle which has been explained, that in this material world, dharma is constantly going to degrade as the time progresses. And again, Lord will appear, or his devotees, the empowered devotees will appear to establish dharma back to its original state. So time duration doesn't matter. How long it will be established. But this will again and again, some empowered devotee will come, or Lord will come to establish it. And the third thing is also important, that in this, specifically in this 28th of Chaturyuga cycle, Lord appeared to perform his pastime so that the people in the age of Kali Yuga get freed from the constant background which is going on of dukkha and lamentation, unhappiness and lamentation. Kalo janyasya manana dukkha tamonudam, that Lord Krishna appeared to just remove this constant unhappiness and lamentation which has been experienced by the people of the Kali Yuga. So he performed his pastime and he gave Bhagavad Gita for the people of Kali Yuga to utilize and achieve the highest stage of spiritual life. So it's not that Lord Krishna or Pandavas and Parikshit Maharaj, they just rule for 100 years and why so much of massacre is done. If just think, if that much adharmic forces would have been there, the Kali Yuga would have progressed so much what we see today. It could have rampantly gone to a very much advanced level. So therefore, Lord Krishna wiped out all these adharmic forces or all these demoniac forces so that at least with some sobriety, the Kali Yuga can progress. So that was the important understanding when Lord Krishna established this and established Pandavas and performed this war of Kurukshetra and Yadavas. So Kali Yuga basically means the original purpose is lost. So essence of the fact or essence of the activities, the purpose of the activities is always forgotten. As we have heard this saying so many times, that earlier people would think that if character is lost, then everything is lost. If health is lost, then something is lost. And if wealth is lost, then nothing is lost. But now, as Kali Yuga is progressing, that we are seeing that if character is lost, then nothing is lost. Health is lost, then definitely something is lost. But if money is lost, then everything is lost. And that is the truth prevailing everywhere. So society has become so enamored by this financial or economical statuses that everything has been classified, as Purport is also talking about, on the financial status of a person. Whether someone is high class, low class or middle class, if his economical status is good or bad. And this is what happened even with the countries. We see here, although India has such a rich heritage, highest culture, but still it has been called as a developing country. And all other European or Western civilization or Western countries, most of them are called developed countries. No matter how they have developed themselves, by looting, by stealing, by brutality and exploitation of resources. So that is, we generally disregard of all these things. And only we focus and get attracted to the externals of any country, any society or any individual. So the essence is lost and external has taken over. And therefore Kali Yuga is the yuga where your essence is lost. So in India we get, generally we have heard about wisdom trees, isn't it? That they give wisdom. So in India you get wisdom everywhere. Sometimes it is useful, sometimes they talk about the mood of the current scenarios or current age. So the one of the thing is wisdom trucks. On the back of the truck there are so many things are written. One time when I was traveling, and one truck was speeding so much, and behind that truck was written, Jau Devachya Gava. So I told our driver, be careful with that truck, don't speed up with him. He will take you sooner or immediately to the Devachya Gava. Another time it was written, Sondarya, jab gaadi vahan chala rahe ho, to Sondarya ko mat dekhna. Nahi to Sondarya darshan mat karna, nahi to Dev darshan karna padega. Means if you nazar hati, durghatna ghati. So don't take off your eyes. Don't get distracted when you are driving. And this is very true for sadhaka also. When we are driving our spiritual life, we have to be very careful. And another time, it was written. It was like blowing. Ram Yug mein ghee mila. Sorry. Ram Yug mein dudh mila, Krishna Yug mein ghee. Kali Yug ki daru ji bhar ke pi. Means I was thinking, at least sometimes I heard Kali Yug ki chai hai. Phuk phuk karti. But this was like, this truck was saying, Are Kali Yug ki daru ji bhar ke pi. Means what was the essence that is already been lost? And people get inspired by so many such current upgradation. And we see, and this is what the culture is. I remember when I was assisting in KM, with Nanda Dular Prabhu, in 2009-2010, two students from KM College, they top All India rank, All India exam of PG entrance. One boy and one girl. As they top, means they will be the top surgeon in the future, in near future, they will get the admission in the best of the colleges like AIIMS and all these things. And they will become one of the top ranks of society, high class. people. But what I heard next day, few boys came and told me that, Roji, last night, these people who topped the rank, they drank so much, they created so much of nuisance, they partied so much that we had to call police and stop this all nonsense. So this is the degradation. Means whom we are calling high class, their behavior, as this purport is talking about, is completely opposite. And these people are going to treat, and these people are going to advise, please don't drink and drive. And I know one very top surgeon of Mumbai. So he feels cool drinking at home and advocating to his children, keep drinking, it's cool. So these are the people who are leading the society and creating such a culture. And that has been infiltrated in everyone's mind. And therefore, it's no wonder that people are considering themselves high class based on such artificial or external dogmas. In Mahabharat, this has been discussed about changing yugas. How changing yugas, they are representing Lord's Sudarshan Chakra. So this was the discussion between Sanjay and Dhritarashtra. So now everything was ready, that war was going to happen. So Dhritarashtra asked Sanjay, Vyasdev had come, had also spoken about Lord Krishna's position to Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra was quite inquisitive about understanding the strength of Pandavas. Because it was his constant meditation that how much strength Pandavas had. And he became really very happy when he heard that although Krishna is from the Pandavas side, but he is not using any weapon. He is not going to pick up any weapon in the Mahabharata, in the war of Kurukshetra. So he wanted to understand what is the strength now, what is the strength of the Pandavas. Sanjaya, interestingly, was also a great devotee of the Lord. Actually, he is the one, Vyasdev tells Dhritarashtra that if you want to know about Krishna Tattva, you ask your secretary. He is very fortunate to understand Krishna Tattva. So Sanjaya explains to him about Lord Krishna and all the names which has been there of the Lord, like Krishna, Damodar, Keshav. The meaning of each word has been described by Sanjaya to Dhritarashtra. So that time, he hints Dhritarashtra that do not think that Lord Krishna is not lifting his weapon, therefore he is of no use. Do not think that Pandavas are less powerful because Krishna is not lifting weapon. So he talks about over there, Vyamantara samasyaya yatha muktam manasvina chakra tadavasudevasya mayayam patito vibho. That Lord Krishna picks up his weapon, although that weapon, the Sudarshan Chakra, is invisible. But that Sudarshan Chakra acts as per the will of the Lord. And as per the will of the Lord, he protects the devotee of the Lord and destroys the evil forces or demoniac forces. If on the one side Krishna is there and whole universe is on the other side, still Krishna will be victorious. For him to manage this material world or this universe is like a children's play. And then he says that, he connects this to saying that even if Lord Krishna is not having any weapon, but his weapons are manifold. This Sudarshan Chakra. Kalaschakra, Jagaschakra, Yugaschakra, Keshava, Atmayogena Bhagavan, Parivartate Anisham. So Lord Krishna, if he is not holding Sudarshan Chakra, doesn't matter. He has other chakras through which he destroys evil forces or demoniac forces. What are the chakras? He says Kala Chakra. This Kala Chakra, the Utpatti, Stiti and Pralay, creation, maintenance and destruction, is governed through the power of time. So many things, they have been created, so many things are maintained, and so many things have been annihilated. Kala Chakra. That is the representation of Sudarshan. And as Sudarshan protects, just like in case of Amrish Maharaj, he protected him and annihilated or destroyed the demon created by Durvasa Muni. Similarly, this Kala Chakra also protects devotee and destroys the demoniac forces. Then Jagas Chakra. In this material world, within this time period, there is a birth, old age, disease and death. This is the nature of this world. No one can claim to be an eternal personality or having something for eternity with him. Jagas Chakra. Some people are taken care by Jagas Chakra. And few things are facilitated or destroyed through Yugas Chakra. Changing of the Yugas. This is the constant will going on. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga or Kali Yuga. So in Kali Yuga also, demoniac forces will be destroyed and definitely, devotees or the devotional forces will be established. So in this age of Kali Yuga, definitely this is a facility. Those souls who wanted such kind of atmosphere where dharma has been given a back seat, and all other desires or all other superficial things are given prominence, where exploitation is given frontship and serving and humility is given a backseat. So all this atmosphere, this kind of atmosphere, few souls were desiring and Krishna has facilitated. But along with this facility, he has also given the facility where one can go beyond all this facade and achieve the truth or the perfection of life. And therefore, one another name of the Kali Yuga is a Trishya Yuga. Trishya Yuga is, the meaning of Trishya Yuga is auspicious or fortunate. So in this age of Kali Yuga, one can utilize this age to achieve highest perfection of our life. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this Kali Yuga, specifically in this cycle of Chatur Yuga, is special because Lord Krishna himself has appeared and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself has appeared from the spiritual world. Therefore, all the more this Kali Yuga is most auspicious and most fortunate for living in it to perfect their life. in the same conversation ahead, as this purport is also discussing about declining dharma, declining character, and your wealth is increasing, or the more prominence is given to the wealth. So how the fortune is achieved and how it is connected to the character, very nicely described in the conversation between Yudhishthir Maharaj and Bhishma Dev. So on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Bhishma Dev was lying on the bed of arrows. There, Yudhishthir Maharaj asked, how can a person be prosperous or be successful in his life? So interestingly, there he discusses about how this, when we talk about character, if character is lost, then everything is lost. So Bhishma Dev start answering Yudhishthir Maharaj from this very word, that if somebody wants to be successful in his life, or somebody wants to be prosperous, he gives a very nice sequence. He need to have, or he has to have, character or Sheela in his life. So this word, first time I have heard from, like, in one of the class given by His Holiness Radha Govind Swami Maharaj. So he was discussing about different qualities, and he had spoken about Sheela. And one statement which he made, which, like, I was quite intrigued about, that he said Sheela is the bhushana, the ornament of a sadhu. If sadhu has this one ornament or this one quality, Sheela, then if he doesn't have any other thing, that is sufficient. That one thing is sufficient. If he doesn't have any other thing, and only this one quality if he has, anyone who has this quality, Sheela, then he is perfect. So I was quite intrigued about this. How come that if only character, because okay, thoda bahut ye and all other things are required. But that was resolved, that query was resolved when I read this and when I heard this, that Bhishma Devas and Yudhishthir Maharaj's conversation. There he gives that sequence, how Sheela is very important, the internal quality, that character. And that character is what exactly is been explained. Irrespective of your ashram and irrespective of your varna. So character is what you really are, and when no one is watching, that is character, that is the Sheela. Means you respect yourself and what you are when nobody is watching. That is the character. And Kali Yuga is giving the backseat to character and reputation to the as a front seat. And what is reputation? Reputation is explained that is that who and what you want others to think you are, regardless what the truth really may be. That is reputation. And therefore, in this world, in this current age, the showy business is so much rampant, no matter what you are. And that example of doctors is so much, it's such a great reputation. Being such a top class, all India. But the character is character basically means honesty, integrity, and all this factor. So he says that if character is lost, Bhishma Dev says that, then dharma is lost. Dharma here refers to, as here in the purport it is explained, that Thus, responsibly caring for one's dharma, or sorry, one's family is dharma, and engaging in the loving service of God is also dharma. So both the dharmas, responsibly taking care of the family is also dharma, and serving the Lord wholeheartedly, that is also dharma. So when character is lost, then dharma is lost. Because to follow dharma, you need to follow so many rules and regulations, duties. That is the basically duty. And duty sometimes is palatable and sometimes unpalatable. So if somebody has honesty, somebody has integrity, means that is a part of a character or that is a part of a Shila, so then he will, no matter whether it is palatable or unpalatable, he will do it. So therefore, Shila is important to follow dharma. See, if Shila is lost, dharma is lost. And if dharma is lost, then he says that satya is lost. Satya is a truthfulness. And truthfulness is also principles. So when dharma is lost, then you start compromising with the principles. If it is unpalatable, then you will compromise with the principle, satya. Jo satya hai, usse hum compromise karenge. That okay, this is okay, time, place, circumstances doesn't allow us to do this. And therefore, it is alright. So you compromise satya. And when satya is lost, then sadachar is lost. Satya is gone, you start compromising principles, then you lose sadachar. And therefore we see that people don't even think that to give up their elderly parents. This is sadachar, this is the means gratitude, means behaving properly, externally also. And they leave their, means in all such external behaviors, how people behave, that sadachar is lost because we start compromising with the satya. And when sadachar is compromised or when sadachar is lost, you lose purity, bala, the strength. When satya is lost, then bala is also lost. And this purity is that where people get attracted. Just like when Prabhupada, he was midst of all this hippie culture. But he could transform, sheer out of his purity. That is the bala. So somebody has a power or the strength of Shila, so he also has a purity. And that purity transforms the people who are coming in contact. Not merely Bahubala, here Bala is also been described, strength. Or Buddhibal. No Bahubal, no Buddhibal. But this is the Bala of a Sattva. Purity. And this is interesting, that when Bala or the purity is lost, then it is said that Lakshmi is lost. When purity is lost, then the prosperity is also lost. So real prosperity, you know, that is what Sanjay also spoke in Bhagavad Gita. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna
यत्र पार्थ धनुर्धर तत्र स्त्री प्रॉस्पेरिटी लक्ष्मी जी विजयो भूतिर ध्रुव नीतिर्मति. So this is the connection when it has been spoken that when character is lost, then everything is lost. Means you lose prosperity also. It's not other way around that when prosperity is lost, that character is doesn't matter. No, you do not have anything to stand on. So this is how vittameva kalo nunam janma char gunodaya achar can bring prosperity. That shila, that character, can bring prosperity if we focus on the character. And that is what we all have to strive for, bringing that purity, bringing that sadachar by sheer having this one quality of shila. So this is how this purport has been connected, where it has been talking about bala and which is talking about character. And by the mercy of the Prabhupada, we have been given this highest philosophy where we can practice, we can reform and achieve the real prosperity which can defy this age of Kali Yuga. So I would like to stop here. I'll just summarize whatever we have discussed today. I discussed this 2-3 points basically, that in Kali Yuga, wealth, the financial condition is given more prominent over all other aspects of culture behavior. And in that we discussed how people are behaving nowadays. Then second thing we discussed about this changing of yugas is also a representation of Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra, which can give protection to the devotees. Only thing is that we have to take shelter of Lord. And all these symptoms of Kali Yuga, which are so, means it creates fear in the heart, you know, by hearing. But when we take shelter of Krishna, that same chakra, the same Kali Yuga can protect us and can offer highest benediction. And third thing we discussed about the connection between prosperity and character, achar. So if only we have a, like, devotees already displays that character, if that has been there, then definitely prosperity will follow. So I'd like to stop here. If anyone has any doubt, any question, we can take it up. Otherwise, we'll end the class. So as there are no questions, so we'll stop here. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.